permeates every part of you. And it's just so exciting to be with him. I picked up on his power, his awesome power. The Bible talks about he has infinite power. And you realize it when you're with him. He is in control. You know, we think the devil, he doesn't run anything. God is in control of this place. You know, even though the God of this world causes all these problems, God is in control. And to feel his power, but all that power, and you think, I'm just a little human speck and here this power. But yet, his awesome love, the love he has for people, is so overwhelming. You're just flooded with it, and you can't even stand it. You're just weeping because you feel the love he has for mankind. And he said, I don't want anybody to go to this place. Not one person do I want to go to this place. But he said, you've got to go and tell them. He said, because I am coming very, very soon.
Praise God.
And he said it real strong like that. And then again, he said it about a minute later. He said, tell them I am coming because... He said, I am coming very, very soon. And I took it like it was soon. You know, I should have asked. I wish I would have asked. Like now you want to say, well, what's soon is soon? Are you, you know, 10 years, 20? Now you think that, but when you're with him, you don't think that way. You just, you choose too respectful, if that's the word. And I wish I would have, but I took inside that he meant it was soon. It's not long from now.
Amen.
It's not long. Lord. And but we're his mouthpiece, you know. And here we keep our mouth shut. And he also said, he said, my people find excuses not to witness. He said they back off and give up too easy and say they didn't feel led. You know, and we all have to be led by the Spirit of God. But it's more than that. Sometimes it's not that we weren't led. It was that our flesh takes over and we fear man. And we think, I don't want to say anything. They're going to think I'm, you know, whatever we think. But when you're with him, it's so urgent. You feel this urgency. You've got to go tell the world because they're going to this place. And there's a lot of good people out there. They really are good people. They just don't know the truth. They haven't been exposed to it. And we have the truth. We just need to go and tell them with wisdom. But look for every opportunity to share the Word of God with people. And we can find opportunities. Really, if we really want to, we can find opportunities and take that moment with somebody and say something. Because you might never see them again. And you think, if I can do something. So, like, coming back from this, I was almost obsessed with this in the beginning. So you have to be careful and pray. Because I felt like I really, God revealed a piece of his heart of how he feels about humanity. And so it's like, I got to tell the world, I got to get out there. And you feel driven to go tell everybody. And you have to temper it because we got to spend time in worship and be fellowship and things that enjoy. But yet that urgency to go and tell people is what we really need to be doing. That's our job. We're Christians. We're supposed to be out there giving the good news. And people will receive you if you do it with wisdom and study to show ourselves approved, to have answers for people.
Right.
You know, if we have the answers, then we can not look like fruitcakes to the world and just tell them, just accept Jesus and not give them reasons.
Yeah.
We have to give them reasons and show them that it's not just some stupid thing and some image. It's with wisdom. We've accepted the Lord. We have the mind of God. We can share with them these things. But we kept going up this tunnel. If I had to guess at the time, it was only about 2 minutes in this tunnel. But it seemed like a long time. But it was